Brian McKinley, defeating All-Ireland semi-final. Defeat's always the tick. It's hard to tick on a day like this, I suppose. What's your immediate thoughts now after this one?
You have to hand it to Knocking Cree. They were more hungry. They were faster to the blocks in the first 15-20 minutes. I think out of the first 2-4 they scored, Oisin, 2-2 was probably personal errors on our behalf. Which isn't good enough at the stage of the game. I thought we fought back well in the second half. Like, we were scored for scores, he says there, in the second half, but we just have far too much to do in the first half, listen, these lads know nobody nothing at this stage. They've been tremendous all year. We're together a year now, and I've a number of praises for these boys. They've been fantastic all year. Anything that they've been asked of them, they've done it. Commitment, attitude, everything's been has been top. And congratulations to Knocking Cree, and hopefully they now they can push on and win the All Ireland.
Well, we talked about it in our build up to the game that a goal is going to be a big score for Niamh Colum Kill on this one, if you sir, because we knew that Knocking Cree were a classy outfit. But the goal that we were hoping Niamh Colum Kill would get in the first half, it was the other side that got one but not two, and the end of that was really the damage, wasn't it?
Definitely was. Goals win games, I suppose. I think it was a block down, it was a deflection under the net, and then the second one, then one of the fullback came out with the ball, and it was a bad pass. The boy intercepted and put the ball in the back of the net. As it says, it was probably personal errors, But
was the occasion and maybe an errors part of all that at the start of in the first half, do you think?
Obviously plays his part at some stage, but these boys are experienced enough as well. They've played in intermediate finals as well. Knocking Cree just were more hungrier, and the conditions, weren't great. Not blaming everything they get there, but the team that made the least amount of stakes out there won. Our ball handling was very poor in the first 15-20 minutes, whereas Knocking Cree, they kept the ball well, and they worked the ball well, and they got their scores when they could, So listen, we're a bit today, be a better team. It's as simple as that.
But your boys deserve full credit, because they stuck at it the whole way to there. They were fiery, they were intense, they really, really worked hard to try and get back into it throughout the course of the game. So they did.
Definitely did. They tried their best, and they're hugely disappointed there. Which probably is a good thing too, it'll drive them on here now. And we can look forward to the championship next year, and it's as it says, we're still also champions, and it's been a good enough season,
When you get time to reflect on it, I know there's huge disappointment now, but in the coming days when it sort of settles, at the end of the day, you have made history this year. You've won the Donegal Championship, the first side ever to win an Ulster title as well. So it has been a big year, but it's just, I suppose, it's unfortunate in a way that you can't really enjoy it as much on a day like this.
No, definitely not. Listen, the performance levels weren't there, Oisin. That's just we'll call a spade a spade. If the performance levels had been there today, we probably could have been an equal match to them, if not better. But as it says, you got to hand it to Knocking Cree, and I wish them all the best for the All Ireland.